Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Second half, even better than the first with the news and AJ Benza, who always brings it, and he always brings out the best in me. That's what I love about AJ. We get into some old school stories that'll blow your mind. First, Simply Safe. Did you know most break-ins happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.? That's right. In the daytime, during the day, when you're at work, when you're at school, when you're gone, they come into your home because they don't want to be there when you're there. They might get stabbed or shot or bit or something. They wait for you to leave and then they break in your house. You know, only 1 in 5 homes have security. Most companies don't make it easy. Expensive drilling, pulling wires. It is a hassle. Simply Safe protects your whole home, every window, room, and door with 24/7 monitoring at a fraction of the cost, just $15 a month, designed to blend right into your home. And it's won a ton of awards, CNET, to the New York Times, Wirecutter. Visit simplysafe.com/Adam2. Simply Safe, two Y's in there, simplysafe.com/Adam2 for free shipping and a 60-day free, risk-free trial. Try it out for 2 months, risk-free. Make sure you go to simplysafe.com/Adam2 and try it out. Great company.
Corolla Drinks thanks JBL and Harman Audio for partnering with us on sound at the Corolla Family Barbecue. They let us use this band's gear. They're called Everride. You can learn more at everrideofficial.com. Take a listen. Follow at Corolla Drinks for pictures and video from the Corolla Family Barbecue. And thanks to JBL Ambassador Band Everride. We appreciate it. And now, a real Rotten Tomatoes review of Argo.
Argo is just so-so.
That was a real Rotten Tomatoes review from Richard Corliss at Time Magazine of Argo. Certified fresh at 96%. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
AJ Benza in studio, gossip columnist, podcaster. Fame is a bitch every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Podcast One. You can sign up for his Patreon and get the podcast every day. AJ breaks down the scandals and tragedies of Hollywood. And you can check out his column every week at Radar online. Do we have an intro for AJ?
Sure we do.
Give me a second.
I love this intro.
I love this too.
It's very important. It's an important
intro. Very important nowadays. Thank God.
There it is. It's time for Allegedly with AJ Benza. Called that so we don't get sued.
So we got Halle Berry, we got Pam Anderson, we got Britney Spears and her dad. What's going on?
Bunch of chicks. Well, Halle Berry's buying a gun. She's got her house broken into twice now in the last 6 or 7 years. And one time a guy, some wackadoo, ended up in her kitchen right behind her. And then recently, a guy actually changed the locks on our house. You can speak to that, Bean. I mean, you know about this homeowner shit where if you leave for a while, someone can come on your property and change locks and go in there and you can't come back in.
And he bought like a fake deed with him?
I was yelling. It just said deed on it, Gina. It didn't say fake.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Tell the story correctly.
No, you're right. Inappropriate.
Allegedly. I was screaming about this the other day, which is when the asswipe politicians are like, the cost of housing is too much in L.A. and people have to live on the street. And it's like, the mom's gainfully employed on a Thursday. And then they close the plant on a Friday. And then on a Monday, her and her kids are sleeping on the sidewalk. I'm like, look. If you're in an apartment and you can't pay your rent, you got at least 6 months.
Of course.
All the laws are on your side. Nobody can physically remove you from that place. So if you do, in fact, lose your job on a Friday, you don't have until Monday to find a new job. You have 6 months of Mondays to find your job.
Exactly right.
And I think you can do that.
You're right. Now, but there is a situation where someone can come on your property if you're out of town and set up shop there. And when you come back a month later, it's like it's hard to get back in, I've heard. Now, that didn't happen to Halle, but that's what this asshole was trying to do.
I rented a warehouse to a guy. He owed me $50,000. He never paid me.
Wow.
And the answer is, there's nothing they can do. Like, it's always weird. Like, okay, Well, how about when you owe parking enforcement money? Yeah. There's a lot they can do. There's nothing they can do if someone steals your laptop or doesn't pay you $50,000.
Can you take his car or something? Can you
No. You can't do anything, but there's nothing we can do either. It's just $50,000. Right.
It's ridiculous.
Gone.
Well, you know,
here's the thing I've always kind of wondered about, and I think we're all guilty of this, including celebrities. It's kind of my earthquake algorithm, which is we live in earthquake country. Mm. We're all aware that there's going to be a big earthquake. Many of us have experienced earthquakes. Who amongst us has their decorative dishes double stuck down shelf? No. Who has the 2-week supply of water and canned beans? No. Who's done anything?
I have a go bag that's by the door that'll last probably 3.5 days.
I have the water and an emergency kit to keep out.
A couple of batteries. Yeah.
You don't have any freeze-dried
anything
food?
Stuck down?
No. I just want to show your point.
I had a conversation with my wife, which is, look, if there's a major earthquake, I'm going to start fucking a 23-year-old, and I'm done. All right, class dismissed. Kids, go back to watching. Go back to playing
just
Fortnite.
Make sure you tie her down.
That was literally my conversation. That's all I got. I said I'd do it in a doorway.
We have a fucker in a doorway.
God. Yeah, thank God.
We have a crazy sunburst mirror with like spikes. When I say spikes, I mean 3 dozen like sunbeam spikes coming out of it over our bed. It's the worst possible place for it.
I have a 60-pound picture above my head too, and I haven't done anything with that.
You're
picture
basically going to be the inverted Poseidon Adventure when that thing goes down on you.
Shelley Winters.
But so here's the thing: we don't prepare, and you hear these celebrities where you go, oh, George Harrison just came downstairs, and there was a guy with a machete just standing in his entry hall, like. Who has more money, more security, more ability? I mean,
the richer you get for some of these people who've been rich for decades, the easier it is to rob them. Like it's kind of the analogy where if you give somebody 15 feet of rope to tie you up, they won't tie you as good as they should. But if you give them 6 feet, they'll be more careful with the rope. When you're that wealthy, they don't lock their fucking doors.
But every time you turn on the news, like Yasiel Puig, he was on the road and they're stealing all his jewelry.
They tweet their Instagram. I'm here in Belize. I'm at home.
I will give you guys like, here's a insanely simple whatever that nobody does, for instance. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have a thumb turn lock on their bedroom door. The kids don't walk in with you and mommy doing a standing 69. You don't do that thing where it's like
reverse cowgirl.
I woke up and he was standing over my bed with his pants down. Like you can't. You just a thumb. Now look, if the guy gets a running start and puts his shoulder into it, the door jam's gonna destruct. But you'll know it.
Yeah, you'll be awake then.
Get a good lock. Get an alarm. Get a dog. Mm-hmm. And if you're Halle Berry, get
She's getting guns now. Did you see her shoot in John Wick 3? Did you see that?
She had the dogs in John Wick 3.
Man, that was a fun movie.
It was a good scene.
If you see on YouTube, her and Keanu at the shooting range loading up again as they're shooting and running, holy crap. She's good at that.
There's no doubt. But on the other hand, don't you feel like the gun is like, I like the prophylactic. Like, I'd rather wear the condom because to me, the gun is the penicillin. Mm. I've already been infected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I already got the guy swabbing out the urethra.
Once you got the gun, this is it.
My thing is a lot of lights outside the house, good deadbolts.
Yeah. A lazy dog.
A couple of dogs in front. Was Phil good at that or no? Is Phil not really nice sleeping?
Come
Phil's
on.
A sleeper.
Phil, I got to tell
He's
you.
A speed bump.
Phil was whacking me with his paw this morning. And look, Phil's a big lazy sack of shit, and he's fine. But I will tell you something that Phil did 2 days ago that I'd reminded myself to talk about. I hadn't remembered it until AJ just brought this up. And I'm not a big, like, sappy, super sweet hyperbole. Oh, my cat thinks it's a person, and it's trying to console me, and he knew I was upset. So my cat came and put its – you know, they do that thing where it's like – my cat knew I was upset, so he put his chin on my knee and just sort of looked at me.
Looked
and it's like,
him.
He wanted to eat.
Tell.
Right.
This thing happened 2 days ago. It was uncanny. Phil sleeps on the bed. He sleeps between me and Lynette. He kind of snores. He sometimes pushes you, takes his paws and like stretches and pushes you out. Today he was doing his weird smack me with his paw move, which is a weird move. He'll snore. Sometimes he'll lick your face. At this particular morning, a couple days ago, it's about 8:45 in the morning, and Phil had made his way off the bed and onto the hardwood floor in front of the bed, about 8 feet in front of the bed. And he was sound asleep, just plopped over on his side. He was asleep. It was like 8:30, 8:45 in the morning. And I woke up, and Lynette was sleeping, and I nudged her shoulder. Like, I gave her a little, hey, wake up, little tap. She was at some point in her dream. Oh. She was at some point in her dream when I nudged her. She went, huh? Like, she did a startle. Yeah. She didn't do a scream. Right. And she didn't do a cry. And she didn't do any really aftermath either. It was just, I nudged her and she went, huh? Like that. Real fast. Like a second and a half of, huh? Phil jumped up, bound toward the bed.
Wow.
He dove in between us. He started licking Lynette.
See that?
He did his weird yawn thing. Like,
he's like, she's dead.
And he started licking her and licking her and pawing her and licking her. And like, he heard one moment of distress.
I get it.
It wasn't like an open sobbing.
No, I believe that. Though.
It was a millisecond of a sound of a distress sound, which wasn't even a stress. It was more of a startle.
Right. Yeah.
And he was asleep, full flap. That's on the awesome. Bed, in that's between great. Us, just licking Lynette the entire that's, time.
He thought great. She had expired. He wanted dibs on those St. Louis ribs before they expired.
Yeah. And now we have proof that he can be registered as a service dog.
Right. Oh,
emotional
my God.
Support.
I was like, I just got I'm so registered. In love with that dog.
He knows that I'm having bad dreams.
I'm flying with my dog to New York on Saturday, and I had to do the whole, I'd never done it before. Well, my dog 10 years ago died on the airplane, which is the worst.
God.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't need an emotional dog, but we're taking a dog to New York. And to go see your vet and act like I concocted this big story. I flew on 9/11. You have no idea. You take that flight all the time. It could have been me. Whatever the fuck. Who cares?
How
big
is the
dog? It's
a 10-pound Japanese chin. No, my dog died on a plane from L.A. to New York about an hour and a half into the flight.
Oh, God.
I was trying to feed him for a little piece of ham, and he's stiff as a board. It was the worst. Next 3.5 hours were horrifying. They put him in a hole. There's a hole in the fuselage in the back of the plane that kind of keeps something cold if something dies.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something. When dogs expire or pets expire, they release a lot of gas that you can't believe.
I mean, it's not funny.
People are looking at me. I'm like, it ain't me. You know, right. I'm crying.
It's my dead dog right here.
I'm a mess.
So AJ has a fake service dog.
Well, yeah. Because at least it's a dog. It's not a chicken or a pig. Things people take on planes
now. You think
now.
It would be very triggering for you to bring another dog on a plane.
You know, I haven't taken a pet since my other dog died, so this could be a very emotional trip for me, Gina. We'll see.
We hate people who take dogs on planes, AJ.
I want my dog to see my sister's house before she sells it. It's a big thing.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be 12 dogs there. We're all taking our pets.
There's going to be 12 dogs.
Yes. My sister has 7. I have 1. My nephews have 5, 4 between them. So we're all taking the dogs there for the last weekend in Long Island.
Wolfstock.
Yeah, it's kind of a dog stock.
This is the beginning of a chick flick.
It's very gay. It's very gay. I know it's gay.
So the dog expires on the plane.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Now, the gas part adds a wrinkle because I feel like I would just slide that thing under the seat.
No, it was under the seat. It was under the seat. It doesn't matter.
Why did you say anything? Like, I just feel like,
first of all, the amount of gas, it was like 10 drunks at the bar.
Oh, my
God.
You
know, Jimmy had canned clams and cabbage, whatever he ate. It was that kind of smell. You couldn't get away from it. And I'm crying, and then they came by. What's wrong? I said, my dog died. They put it in a hole in the plane in the back, and you know we took it to the vet. When we got home, it had an enlarged heart, and no idea. 10-year-old dog, great little Yorkie. I love my little boy. Died, dead, done. And now the new one's going to go.
If it wasn't expelling gas, would you have alerted somebody?
No. I would have kept it at my feet and walked off the plane, but I was a little bit of a mess back then. This is when I could never fly straight back then. I was popping all sorts of pills when I flew, so Valium, Percocet, you name it. So you looked at me with a few Bloody Marys in me. Mm-hmm. There was a problem in aisle 19, you know.
And, I would have kept it quiet.
I had to, but the
and
smell.
And then just, you know, the smell was quietly tried to sell the dog in the airport. That's
just lift its head up.
Or return it.
Yeah, just lift the head up. Look, it's a great little Yorkie. It's,
no question.
The same as your alive.
Kids will love this.
6 hours ago.
It's quiet. It just lays there.
Yeah, more of a lap dog these
never
days.
Never barks. Never barks.
AJ, what do you steal from the grocery store because you don't want to pay
pinoli
for
pinoli nuts, shallots. Saffron, and shallots, always.
What other sociopathic behaviors do you engage in?
I steal a lot.
Okay.
That's a big thing. I used to fight people, but I've stopped doing that.
Okay. Mysteries and scandals, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm right here.
What else
yeah.
do you steal?
I used to steal a lot. When I was a kid, not a kid, when I was a teenager, I used to steal great bushes, like great landscaping around neighborhoods that were just being put together, mm-hmm. rich neighborhoods. There was a couple of mafiosi guys, and they wanted their houses and their yards to be beautified. And I'd take my father's Cadillac, and I'd fill the trunk up. I'd put plastic down. I'd take beautiful, like, bonsai bushes and shit. You can't.
Topiary.
I'd come back with $700, $800 holes every 15 minutes.
AJ, it's your neighbor.
They promoted
it. How are you? Hey, is that your topiary shaped like Snoopy?
I went to the school and took pine trees that were, like, you know, 4 foot tall. Mm-hmm. I was a menace for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Some of those, I'm going back there, and some of that stuff is still there, wow. and now it's, like, 13, 14 feet high. So,
yeah.
Listen, it was a great time.
You did the right thing.
It's a tribute.
Yeah, of course. The school can afford new landscaping.
Yeah.
The rich neighborhoods can't afford new landscaping. Screw it. These are model homes.
I used to shoplift stuff all the time. And by the way, just a crazy where we're at now in terms of like what we would do when I was a kid. Just go into 7-Eleven, steal, you know, candy bars and stuff like that. I'm walking my dog. I'm walking Phil last night, 8 o'clock at night, phone call. It's my daughter. She says, hey, we're driving home from the Jamba Juice or whatever. Can I go out TPing tonight?
Oh, nice.
Just for permission.
She's asking for permission slip.
I said, nice kid. You mean when you throw toilet paper at somebody's house? Yeah. Can we go? I go, no, I don't think so. And she goes, oh.
Come on.
Anyway.
Come on. No and fun. I was like, no, nah, what did Olga say? You know, Olga said to call me. I don't think you should. Okay. It's not good for the environment.
Fine. Can I say I'm not going and then sneak out my window after you go to sleep? Is that allowed?
Yeah. And then my son called and he's like, I want to give my friend Rick a wedgie. Would that be all right?
Atomic or regular?
No. But maybe we combine it with the toilet paper and we can find a happy solution here. Literally called.
That's really sweet.
She called to ask if she could TP a house.
That TPing is... That's a real pain in the ass. When you go like 20 feet up, you're not going to get that paper down. It's horrible.
It's a pain in the ass. It literally is. But also, who asks?
Nobody ever, not in the history of TV.
Did you do lawn jobs in your youth in people's houses, like get in your car and do a spin on
the... Do the Brody on the lawn?
Yeah, so call the Brody. We call it lawn jobs. Okay. Was that a thing?
I didn't have access to too many cars when I was a kid, but we would hop up on the lawn of the school, jump the curb, do some Brodies or e-brakes, or whatever, slide around, go in circles, tear everything up, and then go sailing off the curb.
We did that, and there's my neighbor, Brent Ziegler, who was a great athlete. We were doing it, and he had his hand out the window, and he was a great running back, like one of the best in the county, and the car flipped over, and it severed his thumb, and he had to leave school.
He got a fumbling problem after that.
We found this thumb with flashlights and everything, put it back on his hand. It's like a 14-hour operation. This is 1979, and then in 80 he came back and like was the best. It was him and Boomer Esiason as the best athletes in the county.
You know, it's funny, in the cars that I raced, I was just looking at some old footage or whatever, and the reason is, anyway, you must have a net in the window. That's why the net's in the window. Wow. So your arm doesn't go sailing out. And the reason I know it is because you either have a net in the window, and if you look at Formula One guys, no net in the window, obviously, or Indy guys, no net in the window, you see when they climb out, they have restraints. Mm. You'll see these straps, these hooks. Mm. Yeah, so you can either do, if you drive a convertible race car, an open cockpit race car, you have these arm restraints.
Damn.
You don't feel like they're ever going to work, but they go on your arm. The thing goes around your seatbelt and goes to the other arm. They clip in so your arms don't
really
sail about.
Like a little marionette.
Yeah, so that's why they have that.
Crazy sport.
Man. So, we used to... What was our move? We'd jump a lot of bikes into swimming pools.
We would
jump off a lot of roofs swimming pools.
We used to break into country club pools. It was a place down the street. That was fun.
The Mulholland Club, man.
Oh, okay,
That was the best.
Yeah, that was a great times.
Yeah. The Mulholland Club was just a big club and a big pool we never had access to because no one was in the Mulholland Club. But after midnight, it was anyone's club. Fantastic. And we used that thing.
It was great.
And we made it. No one ever called the cops.
No.
We'd be up there fighting and pissing on each other and throwing food at each other and jumping off the roof and everything else. No one ever called the cops.
It was so easy to do crazy stuff back then. We stole construction trucks. Like we found the, they'd leave the keys in the trucks when they'd be done with the job. And me and my buddies would like start the engines, and we couldn't really drive those things, but we'd go like, you know, 20, 30 feet in a gigantic truck or a bulldozer. And then one time we broke into the Catholic high school and just broke into the football locker room and left with the pads and the helmets and the outfits and walked home in St. John's the Baptist uniform. We stole everything.
It was fantastic. I never even thought about this. In my grade school in the auditorium, you get up on the roof of the auditorium and there's like a hatch. And you could get up there and then go down the ladder. Then you'd be in the auditorium on a Saturday. I did Man of La Mancha so many times, just on my own.
Oh, God.
No, but the notion of being on roofs. Yeah. I don't think my kids will understand the concept of break in, on the roof, be on the roof. We used to break onto a roof of a condominium, jump off of that roof into the pool, not of that condominium, of the apartment next to the condominium. So you'd have to clear the fence and clear about 6 foot of cement, and then you could hit the pool from the other condo.
I know. My son was asking me, because he's the sweetest kid, I'm like, how'd you do it? I go, well, you take a bike rack. Like, I'm explaining how to take a bike rack. You put the bike rack up, climb up the back rack, one of your buddies holds it, and you're on the roof.
The Mulholland Club has no good way to get on the roof. The way to get on the roof of the Mulholland Club is they have a lower level. That's where the pool is. They have an upper level, like a patio by the where the tennis courts are.
Right.
And that's where the roof is most accessible, but it's still 10 feet.
Yeah.
You would have to take two pieces of outdoor furniture, two tables with just the three legs.
Right.
And you take two and you put them on top of each other. And if you could get up to the top of that, you could lean up and you could grab a piece of rigid conduit with a light fixture on it. And you could pull yourself up the rocky stucco. Worst poor name ever.
Right.
Pull yourself up rocky stucco and get up. Yeah. And the first guy get up there could do the fireman thing and pull everyone else up.
Sure.
All of it done while naked.
I got news for you. I know. We did naked skinny dipping around everybody's pool in the neighborhood. We'd jump in pools, swim the lap, and then run down the street, the next pool, all balls out. It was so different back then. You could do anything back then. It was great. It was great.
All right.
Was there ever anyone who got up to the roof and then was like, fuck this, I don't want to jump?
Oh, that was the greatest. The greatest.
What do you got?
The greatest.
Literally.
We got up there. I had the whole gang up there. I had Snake and Ray and Chris and Rudy, who was later featured in an episode of Hoarders as an adult. You wait around long enough, you'll see your friends on Hoarders.
He's the cleanup expert?
No, not the Asian one. The one who's being
Marie Kondo.
Yeah. So he had some nerves and some nerve issues. And so what had happened was we're on the roof of the Mulholland Club. The roof of the Mulholland Club had that stupid gravel on the roof, so it wasn't like a good running start kind of roof. And then it has a little parapet at the end, so the water doesn't just go off the edge. Right. So there's a step. So, and in the Mulholland Club, you had to clear about 8 or 10 feet of cement, and there was also a big, long diving board right down the middle of it, like a big one.
Beautiful.
So you had to kind of split it. You had to go to the right side of the diving board, the left side. I mean, you don't want to hit the diving board. So I was up there.
Seems like a terrible idea.
And I was...
There's a 9% chance of catastrophe.
I was giving a safety speech, like on top. Because I was weird. I was both... responsible and irresponsible. Yeah. Like, I would be the one who would instigate everything and say we should do this and be the first on the roof. Right. And then when I got to the top of the roof, I'd go, all right, now, a little safety meeting here.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, because I kind of realized that, look, you're 17. If any of us miss and anyone slips or kicks the parapet as they're pushing off and catches it or whatever, you'll be in a wheelchair for the rest. You're 17. Yeah. You'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's probably not going to be that long. So I was giving a safety speech, And my safety speech was, you got to pick one side or the other of the diving board. I don't know if you're going to get out past the diving board. So pick the right or the left. And if you do miss, miss it all the way. Don't do half in the pool.
Oh, God.
You'll get hurt. You get hurt worse. Half.
Half in the pool.
Miss all together. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Don't hit the corner.
Yeah, yeah, just miss it all together or catch all pool.
Yeah. Right.
Don't catch half pool. You think it'd be half as bad?
No.
It's twice as bad if you catch half pool.
It's very bad.
So I was giving this speech, and in the middle of my speech, snake just went flying past me, like bare ass into the night. He just went sailing past. Like he'd heard enough.
I got you.
YOLO, man.
I got you. I got you.
He'd heard enough of my speech, and he took off.
YOLO, man.
And once snake took off, then we all just like, ah, screw it. Everyone just turned and ran and jumped. And then Rudy. Rudy was up there, naked, in the night, afraid.
Oh, no,
later featured on Hoarders, staring off the edge. And now we're all just floating around in the swimming
pool.
Come
on, come on.
And we have made a lot of noise at this point.
Sure.
And I'm like, we're like, Rudy said some of the cops are going to show up or something. Come on.
Right.
And he's just standing at the edge of the thing. And he's like, I can't do it. But there's also no way to climb down.
Right.
You can't redo. We had to do the fireman's grip and pull the other guy up and stuff. You can't lower yourself down the stucco from 10, 12 feet up.
Oh,
he just stood at the edge and he just kept standing there.
What happened?
He was featured on Hoarders. I don't.
He's collecting leaves and sticks up there.
I think he tried. I think he tried to crawl down.
Oh,
I don't.
Wow.
I don't think he did it.
There's always one of those guys.
Later on, 20 years later, we're at a Jewish friend of ours' wedding at the Mulholland Club, all in the big glass-paneled banquet room celebrating Michelle's wedding, who's now, you know, she's now 37 or something, like 20 years later, just standing there having a drink, laughing about the old times. See Ray's naked ass go right out, right through the window.
All time.
Somebody gave him $20 to go back up on the roof
for
Michelle's wedding.
Wow.
From the roof.
Oh, shit.
Man. She would have done it for free.
Someone gave him, I don't know, $50.
That's $18 too much.
Told him to get out of the suit, get naked, get to the roof. This is during working hours, and he did it again.
Wow. If I'm not mistaken, and maybe Fondalier can remember, not that he had anything else going on that day, but from what I remember at Matt's wedding, it almost came to fisticuffs between Ray and the security guard hired to guard the pool from Ray, who wanted to jump in his full suit.
I played the breathing game that day.
You sure did. I was right next to you.
Is there, Max Pat, can you get an aerial shot of what the Mulholland Club looks like? And you can kind of see the roof what we're talking about.
I don't know what it looks like. I want to see this.
It's up at the top of Mulholland. Yeah. It was awesome. Mm. It was hard to get up because you had to climb up a really steep, rocky hill.
Mulholland and what?
You go up Mulholland Lookout Mountain or something like that. And you keep going up to the top of the mountain as high as you can get up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it still a club?
Yeah, it's still.
I never saw that. I have never seen that.
It's like
a rendering.
We're looking at a rendering, but what it is you can see the high part where the pool is, and then the lower part is where we used to climb up to get up onto the roof.
So you climbed on the little roof to the left.
Yeah.
And then jumped up there and jumped in the pool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
They got rid of the diving board. The fact that poor kids can't experience a diving board anywhere.
That's so weird.
It was the best part of my goddamn childhood is bouncing on a diving board.
Are they officially banned?
It's too dangerous.
Yes.
So crazy.
If you can bubble wrap it a lot, then you can use them.
Well, that was a part of
they're officially ridiculous. They're officially banned.
Wow.
Slides are more dangerous than diving boards. Mm. Slides are terrible.
Now they've put, I guess they put solar panels up there now or something, but there it is.
Oh, you find a way.
Anti-jumping boards.
Now, we would park down on the street down below and have to climb the mountain.
God. Well, you really wanted
to get
it
up the top and then jump the fence and then.
This is fantastic, by the way. To have the blueprint is fantastic.
The
it's
technology.
Like Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's the roof, and there it is.
Rudy would have been up there. Rudy was up there.
Rudy would stand on the roof. He didn't want to jump.
Yeah, he was like Don Cheadle. No, Scotty Kahn, maybe. I'm trying to think who he...
Scotty Kahn.
One of the guys that was like a little bit timid.
Deep Blue or Into the
Blue.
Matt
Damon had
Matt Damon was a little bit... Yeah, he was the one. Yeah, Matt Damon, right.
All right. Well, now there goes AJ segment.
That's okay. I have a lot of stories that AJ will
good news.
Have all the deep.
We'll pump in the outro just in case.
All right.
That was Allegedly with AJ Benza. Called that so we don't get sued. All views and opinions expressed in this segment are lightly researched and or complete conjecture based on hearsay and rumor from loose connections within the entertainment industry. There is no concrete way to prove that any of the claims made by AJ are in fact accurate and not libelous or defamatory. But again, we remind any legal representation who may be listening that the view and opinions expressed belong to AJ and only AJ, host of Fame as a Bitch, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Podcast One.
Oh, it's so
all right, let me hit JB Weld. If you have a repair project around the house, big or small, and plan to use ordinary household glue, let me tell you about JB Weld. JB Weld epoxy adhesives have been made in the U.S. for more than 50 years. It's the world's strongest bond. Pros use it. They love JB Weld because it fixes metal, wood, plastic, and more. They have products for just about any surface you need to bond together. And for your next household repair, you need JB Weld. When strength really matters, don't glue it. JB Weld it, and they make everything now. They used to just make the metal repair, and now they make everything. JB Weld, world's strongest bond, available Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, True Value, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Amazon, and more. And again, don't just glue it. JB Weld it. Nice. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back with the news right after this.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, 10 of the Democratic candidates for president met on stage in Miami Wednesday night in the first debate of the 2020 presidential race, tackling hot topics like immigration, Iran, healthcare, Donald Trump. Wednesday night's field included some high-profile candidates. They had Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker. All the other big ones will be Thursday night. While discussing immigration, though, this is the best part. Robert O'Rourke broke into Spanish, leaving Booker with such a look of shock on his face that it became a meme on social media. And Booker is not to be outdone. Yes. Then he broke into Spanish at one point so he could show everyone what he's talking about with border issues. Here are those moments. It was pretty funny.
Mi ama or something.
Yeah, that was right from the debate.
So there's Beto.
Unbelievable.
Cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
Senator Booker, what would you do on day one? And this is a situation that the next president will inherit.
Yes.
Here he goes.
None of you guys.
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este. On day one, I will
now
make sure that number one,
thank
we
God.
End the ICE policies and the customs and border policies are violating the human rights. When people come to this country, they do not leave their human rights at the border.
Yeah. So terrible.
Such a douche.
First of all, Beto said my maid Anna makes me rice and beans on Friday.
Arroz con pollo.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. First of all, here's the thing that pisses me off. Let me know when you see an American flag on that friggin' stage where they performed. Where's the American flag?
That's a good question.
No, but everybody speaks Spanish, but there's no... Give me a fucking break.
Oh, God. I just
get a flag up there.
Well, by the way, Donald Trump did have a feelings about it.
Well, Pete Buttigieg is coming up.
Not a gay flag. An American flag.
No, flag.
What?
Flag.
I'm sorry.
He rolled over the L a little bit.
Mike, yeah, I spit a little quickly. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Donald Trump did have some thoughts about it. He tweeted the word,
boring.
That was brilliant.
You needed to go groups of five or six or something.
Over ten four is nights.
It's too
a
many.
Tournament style.
We got to do something else because there's too many
brackets.
We got to do brackets. Yeah. We got to do brackets because there's too long and too many and too many people trying to jump in and it doesn't work.
Julian Castro. These people. Some of these people have no shot. Why do we need to hear them expound on stuff for 2 minutes? They have no shot.
And you really won't because really all the time is yielded to Bernie and Elizabeth.
I didn't. I watched. I don't know about 20 minutes of it, but I just caught Cory Booker, who's just an explosion of pablum mixed with douche.
Right,
it's fired from a t-shirt cannon, and he's getting more woke every day. And they were asking Tulsi Gabbard,
From Hawaii,
about I guess past stuff with her and the LGBT, whatever,
questionable,
And Corey, they weren't asking Corey, they were asking her, but he had to jump in and make sure that everyone knew he was twice as woke.
He hasn't told anybody he's gay yet, and he's got this Puerto Rican beard. You'd think he'd know how to speak Spanish better, laying down Rosario Dawson every night.
Yeah.
But it hasn't rubbed off on him yet.
Here it is.
Ass.
It is this commitment that I'll carry through as President of the United States, recognizing that there are still people who are facing discrimination in the workplace, still people who are unable to find a home for their families. It is this kind of discrimination that we need to address.
But it's not enough. It's
Thank
not
you,
enough. If I can add to this, it's very important.
30 seconds,
this is not
Senator.
Enough. Look, civil rights is someplace to begin. But in the African-American civil rights community, another place to focus on was to stop the lynching of African-Americans. We do not talk enough about trans Americans, especially African-American trans Americans, and the incredibly high rates of murder right now. We don't talk enough about how many children, about 30% of LGBTQ
right.
kids.
How many trans, not, how many African-American trans Americans were killed last year? And I would say there are probably more guys shot in Chicago while he was talking about black trans kids being
and
shot.
For nothing, how many suicides do we have with trans people in general? No one's killing them. They're killing themselves.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like when they're trying to tally up gun deaths and they include suicides with guns, but they don't tell you they included that part, and that's the fucking lion's share of it. It's a little bit of a lie. Yeah, anyway, Jesus, goddamn Christ.
Can I please tell you why I pray that Cory Booker either goes the whole distance or at least stays in for a long time? Because I truly believe if he sticks around, Key and Peele will get back together. They are identical.
That is
he
true.
Could do the best impression of him, I really want that to happen.
I want that to happen.
Be awesome. That's something to look forward to.
Well, AJ, you might have some insight on this. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s lawyer, quote, begged a judge Wednesday to dismiss the groping charges against him. According to Page Six, attorney Mark Heller argued that, quote, Mr. Gooding's life has been put on hold. It's on the pause button.
Take a break from not making movies?
Well, no, Brian. He's substantially impacting him financially and professionally. Heller also called the alleged victim's name to be made public, but they don't do that when it's a victim situation or somebody's claiming that they were victimized by a sex crime. The judge said she'll review the motion to dismiss and issue a ruling on August 14th. So Cuba was arrested earlier this month and charged with sexual abuse and forcible touching for allegedly touching this woman's breast in a New York club. Here's the footage from the camera, and it's just kind of
play by play here. Let's try to break this down. Yeah. First off, they're doing what we did to get on the roof of the Mulholland Club. They're putting furniture on top of furniture. Yes. They're sitting on a chair and a riser. All right,
so he's with his girlfriend.
That's Robert De Niro's daughter. That's Claudine De Niro. Robert De Niro's daughter.
So the girl in the dress came up to them
and sat uncomfortably close.
Look, she's touching him.
She's not touching
to them.
And now there's a guy like kind of.
Hey, let's
so this is
in on
this
it.
Is drunk people sort of interacting, right?
He's like, "Hey, bro, you drank enough, bro. I love you enough now, bro."
Right. So, all right, pause it for a second. First off, I don't know where you guys are at, but I am a very much you drew first blood kind of thing. Right. Like I'm sitting with my girlfriend having a cocktail at an event or a bar or whatever. Come over to me, sit down so close to me that you're making contact with me.
Yeah.
You then reach over and start instigating a conversation or some touching or something. I may touch your breast at some point, yes. But this is warned. A definitely,
Understood.
If you didn't come over and practically sit on my girlfriend's lap drunk, we right. could have avoided this. Meet.
This is exactly this is tit for tat to the world.
Literally. No, and I don't, it's hey, not Jay. Like,
yeah, come on.
It's not like, hey man, you do this and whatever happens after that, that's all on you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I do factor in.
You should.
You I factor in you sitting reading a novel on a park bench yeah. and me coming over and sitting next to you right. when you're sober at noon
right.
versus you being drunk and coming over and sitting on my girlfriend's lap after you recognize
yeah.
me.
Like and Cuba Gooding has been drunk since Jerry Maguire. He's right. been out at night. By the way, an ex-girlfriend of mine was out going to a club. She came out to the street to go to a new club. While she was there, a black car pulls up and the window comes down and it's Cuba with his Oscar begging the girls to go to the next club with him. And they said, no, we really don't want to. And he cursed them out and sped away. He's been doing
God.
This for years. He's always yes. drunk at clubs. This
All
is
right.
no
so he's drunk. He's with his girl.
But he's innocent here. I'm sorry.
She sits next to her and makes contact
Very
with
slop,
her.
So
sloppy girl.
She starts chit-chatting and then Cuba at some point reaches over, okay, puts his hand on her knee.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're chit-chatting.
Little in her thigh.
Because
she doesn't move.
Swingers. They're swingers.
But
it's
you can't
thing.
Really see what's going on with the hand at this point. When her hand comes up, is he like kissing her hand or is she swatting him? What is this move coming
I don't know. There okay. isn't a
he
crime. There's no crime here. No, These no. are drunk people at a club. She recognized him. She sloppily sat too close to him. He put his hand on her thigh.
Right.
There isn't a crime that was committed
right.
here.
No, I
Nobody
agree.
Broke into anyone's apartment. Nobody right. assaulted anyone. Right. No one held anyone down.
Nope.
This is this. Like, I'm sorry. Everything can't be a crime.
Right.
Every time there's a physicality, it's not an assault. I can
Victim.
Touch you.
Right.
It
right.
doesn't make you a crime. And especially if you walk across the club and sit down next to me and
to
I'm juiced up and you
yeah.
lean over
yeah.
my girlfriend.
Right.
It's just, there's nothing, there's no victim here.
And you know what? A drunk celebrity kind of even things out for other people who are also loaded. They go, oh, they're both kind of loaded. They can talk to me. Now you're on the same plane, so
right.
to speak.
Right, right.
As long okay. as we're on, tangentially on the subject of Cuba Gooding Jr., question for everyone in the room. Mm. What was the more impressive feat by writer-director Cameron Crowe? Mm. Getting an Oscar for Cuba Gooding Jr. or getting an Oscar nomination for Kate Hudson? These are two no-talent hacks.
I think Cuba Gooding.
Who did he do the more magical feat with?
I hate Kate Hudson because
yes,
she she takes her son, he grows
Rider.
His hair out, his
yes.
blonde fair hair down to his waist, then parades the kid around in some sort of a unitard, and at some point when someone says to the five-year-old, oh, you have a beautiful little girl, she goes, it's a boy. How dare you? It's like a sorry bitch. I didn't know.
I know. Exactly.
Because of what you do and
exactly.
the way you present them, and now you've announced that Ryder's going to decide his own sexuality.
Right.
Okay, hero.
I know.
Thank
I
you, hero.
Everybody's got
so I hate her.
I agree.
I think the Kate Hudson thing is more impressive.
I think you got Adam's
yes.
answer.
Because I think
yes.
Cuba's been good in a couple of things.
And I'm not sure what her great appeal is. Like I don't feel like she has great comedic chops.
One of the greatest asses in Hollywood.
Right.
Her ass is phenomenal.
Okay.
But it doesn't. It didn't take away, at least for me, what a great movie Almost Famous is.
If her mother wasn't Goldie Hawn, she'd be forgettable.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, you might have some insight on this as well, AJ. Mm. Pamela Anderson has split with French soccer star Adil Rami, announcing the news in an Instagram post where she calls the 33-year-old athlete a monster and suggests he cheated on her and abused her. Along with this black and white photo, I'm sorry, I don't think we have it, but it's a kind of a lovely, like romantic
right,
photo.
Right.
She writes, quote, "The last more than 2 years of my life have been a big lie. I was scammed, led to believe we were in big love. I'm devastated to find out the last few days he was living a double life." She ended by posting the link to a national domestic violence hotline.
You know what she should have done? Would have been really nice for Pam in the last 18 months to tell everybody she wasn't fucking Julian Assange. If I'm her boyfriend and every 2 weeks she's going off to the embassy to see Rumpelstiltskin, I'm going to be pissed off too. I might shag somebody in France or Brazil wherever I'm playing soccer.
I think we all just assumed that she was with Julian Assange.
By the way, you're 51. That's what happens. You're not the 35-year-old pinup anymore. Sorry. I love Pam, but it's over.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. She obviously was abused when she was younger, and
sure.
she has a kind of skewed sexuality and all these things. But the deal is this. If you would like to avoid this, stop dating 33-year-old international superstars.
So easy.
Find yourself a guy from the Eagle Rock, Glendale area who does tax preparation for H&R Block.
Exactly.
And just, you want this, like, these chicks are like, here's what I want. I want a nice guy who treats me right, who wants to stay in on a Saturday night and watch Netflix. Yeah. That guy makes $47,000 a year. Yeah. He drives a Yaris.
Right.
Would you like to fucking date him? You want to date him? Because you want to date the guy with the fucking yacht who's the international playboy.
Of course.
And who likes to stay in on Saturday night and will cuddle up the popcorn and watch Netflix. That guy's never been
that
born.
Guy's 75.
That guy's
75. If, he's born, he's 75, 78.
Yeah, his name is Aristotle Onassis.
Exactly.
Right.
Is the only exception to this rule just because I haven't heard any gossip about him specifically, unless I haven't been paying attention?
I think she wants to play the big victim, too. I'm
Is the only exception David Beckham? Because you don't hear about him philandering.
Beckham. What do you mean? Well, Beckham is this. Countless stories about him have been screwing around back.
I mean, obviously,
listen,
I'm sure they are. But,
wait, were you kidding? Were you
no,
kidding?
I wasn't.
Oh, there's countless stories.
Tell AJ that.
No, I was
like, I'll give you one other option.
Posh just lets it go on.
There's, I'll give you two options.
Okay.
And I'll give you zero option. Okay. I'll give you A, B, and C is zero option. If you're going to float that, you float it to me. I'll be AJ Benson.
Okay, so from everything I've kind of read and tabloids and stuff, I really haven't ever seen anything about David Beckham being a philanderer.
He's gay. You don't know he's gay?
He's got a husband.
Of course. Everyone knows he's gay.
I didn't know he was
Everybody
gay.
Everybody knows he's gay.
I'll be damned.
It's arranged. Everyone knows he's gay.
Oh, so Posh is the beard?
He's banged half the German soccer team.
Him and DiCaprio shacking up together.
That is an option.
That's option
that's
one.
Option one. He's getting the hang of it. He knows.
Okay, I get it. Now
you get indignant. Option two.
Option two. I'll give you option two.
Yeah. So I, from all the light research I've done, I've never seen anything. David Beckham seems to be the exception to this rule.
He's fucking you right now.
He is?
Yes, he's in you.
He's currently inside
Wake
me?
Wake up.
Oh, my God.
That's all he does.
Hello, where have I been?
Hello, love.
Jesus Christ.
I'm quite enjoying this.
Hi,
God.
David.
I'll just be down here.
How do you not know this?
This seems highly irregular.
He's done your mom, too.
Oh, my God. She's in town.
When you guys were making burgers, he was in her.
Oh, my God.
She's in
she bent
room.
Over to get the patties out of the oven. He rammed her from the...
I gotta go.
Wake up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Ring the doorbell twice.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'll give you option C. That's not an option.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So just from the little I know about David Beckham, I've noticed that he doesn't seem to be a philanderer.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
not on the table.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, you would never
say
that.
It's A or B.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's A or B.
Absolutely right.
Just act indignant and you'll be right. That's all.
That's some really good advice.
Yeah, just be very confident about it.
Well, speaking of indignant, Wendy Williams and her estranged husband, Kevin Hunter Sr., they don't agree on much, according to HollywoodLife.com, but...
She is taking a bullet train to crazy town.
Yes.
Like, I feel like she was taking a donkey to... Crazy town for like the last 20 years. Good. She was taking one of those rafts you push, like
gondola?
Huck Finn.
Yes. Like a stick.
Like in the Mississippi. Yeah, like a Huck Finney kind of thing.
Mississippi River.
Right. Yeah, and now she's on a bullet Japanese train. Bullet train.
She is shot.
Yes. What happened? Like the last 20 minutes.
Well, so this one actually, I think it was more about defending her honor, but she's still involved. So Kevin Hunter Sr. and she are united on wanting the best for their son. So they want to see his assault case dropped because...
Hold on.
Yeah?
Rich man, poor man, punching your dad out.
Absolutely.
That is hillbilly move, and that is Tommy Lee's son punching him. Like, that is a rich dude and a poor... It's not a middle that's not a middle class move.
Not
absolutely
at all.
You
right.
put your hands on your biological dad as an adult. Oh, that is super rich shit and super poor shit.
It's on Cops. You can see it on Cops every week.
You're tussling,
Or absolutely. You do it in a stately manner.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Kevin Hunter Jr. pleaded not guilty to the assault charge when he and his dad scrapped a little bit. After Kevin Jr. entered his not guilty plea in the case, stemming from the alleged altercation with his 46-year-old dad in May. The teen's attorney told TMZ that he expects the case to be fully resolved. The attorney said Kevin Sr. isn't interested in bringing charges against his son. It appears Wendy feels the same way.
You can't see your father. You can't read about your father, messing around with other men on top of other women, having a... Yeah, there was a thing about one of the singers...
Oh, yeah.
One of the singers he brought up and was going to and signed to the label him and Wendy started. So I forget the kid's name. It's out there. He did a radio show and talked about Kevin having sex with him and stuff.
So this
like
is
that.
Option B. He's
so,
gay.
There, no, there's that. And there's so also your father had a baby with another woman who lives, you know, 3 miles away in
very
the house
public.
That he bought her.
Oh, no. A is gay.
A is
you should know. Yeah, he's in your neck.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, a son's going to get pissed off. His mom's, you know, his mom's fainting on TV. She looks like hell. She's in a sober house. The poor kid.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hit.
Yeah, the Kevin Sr. couldn't have worse optics unless he charged his son with assault.
Yeah, you don't
so
do
I don't
that.
Think
you
that's
take the punch.
Happen.
Just take the hit.
Yeah.
Well, this is a terrible transition, speaking of taking the hit. But
I walked into my son's room last night. He was laying in bed watching Bohemian Rhapsody. And it was this like super gay as Freddie Mercury's part. Oh, he's just laying in bed,
just
all
enjoying
up.
It. How you just doing, bringing it in. Dad, don't look in on me. Knock next time. Knock.
Tough. Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, so he's going, hey. Sorry.
Well, we didn't talk about this before, but since there's an update, I'll give it. A family of a 2-year-old girl who was hit by that foul ball last month at a Houston Astros game.
Oh, I didn't hear about
They're finally speaking out about updates on her condition. We won't show that part, but the frightening incident occurred on May 29th, a game against the Cubs, when outfielder Albert Almora hit a line drive, struck her right in the head. The game was stopped for several minutes. She was rushed to the hospital. Almora was inconsolable.
He was devastated.
Yeah. So here's a quick clip of him at mid-game, right after the game. I mean, he fell apart.
Yeah.
In the next inning, Almora was spotted being comforted by a security guard after checking in on the young girl.
When the half inning was over, and I just couldn't hold it anymore.
It was horrible.
They do stories on this on like Real Sports and stuff like that. Like in Japan, they just have nets everywhere.
Well, they're doing that now, of course. Now they say a couple of teams are extending the net.
By the way, but you don't even need your eyes open to enjoy a baseball game. Put a net there. If there's any game, you don't need a net or some lucite or something.
Yeah, look through lucite in hockey, it's no problem. But the point is nowadays, people have their infants at games and they're looking at phones.
And that we're celebrating them because there's that meme from a while ago. Guy catches the foul ball with the baby in his arm.
And a baby and a beer.
Well, that's a man.
Exactly.
That's a man. Yeah. That's a man.
So the little girl, the little girl's not doing super great. She has a skull fracture. She's a little bleeding, a little swelling, brain swelling. She's having seizures. She's recovering at home, but I mean.
She's going to be a rich woman, right?
I would imagine so.
Although there are little things on the ticket.
That's not negligent.
You're probably right.
I
mean,
I know. We're living in a world where everyone gets to sue everyone all the time, but on the ticket, it basically says you're taking responsibility for blah blah blah.
Well, look, it would be nice if they covered the medical bills.
But no, they're going to show the Real Sports from 4 years ago when they said Japan had a problem in Japan, whatever. Yeah. They're going to go, you should have done this. And then here's what they always find. They always find the inner office email or memo with one concerned employee going, maybe we should put, and they're like, you know how much that would cost?
Yeah, calm down,
idiot. That's kind of payday. Garagos shows up on your doorstep.
Yes.
Well, that's what Garagos uses to settle.
Right.
So
right.
when they find that email, that's what gets them to cut
that
the check.
Sense.
Of course. Right. Yeah. That one employee. Yeah. That's great.
Well, New Jersey, which became one of the first states outside of Nevada to allow sports betting after a 2018 Supreme Court ruling, has said no betting on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. However, there are gaming sites that permit betting for those who need to make. Well, no. No, it doesn't. The 10-minute competitive eating event, a little more interesting. That's according to casino.org. Meanwhile, for what it's worth, speed eating superstar Joey Chestnut is highly favored to win fourth year in a row, but this is just too gauche for New Jersey.
I think my guess is it's not regulated in any way. Like, it's just like a promotional thing for Nathan's. Whereas the NFL, there's regulation. The NBA, there's regulations.
Yeah, people bet on prop bets and all insane.
Yeah, but that's offshore betting. That's online. These are casinos in New Jersey. They have
It's like, I don't know, pot, legalizing gay marriage, and prostitution. Just let it go.
I'd love to plunge
among
the
Oscars. AJ, can you agree with me? The hot dog eating contest, it sounds good, and then you see the guys taking the hot dogs and dipping them into the water and shoving them into their mouth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The NBA, has, I've suggested this before, but tell me if this wouldn't help. The NBA has the three-point shoot around, and during the competition, they have the red, white, and blue ball. It's right. worth like 5 points right. or whatever it is.
Yes.
Every fifth dog should be a chili cheese or Chicagoan style, and you have to eat it conventionally.
Right,
you can
right.
eat it as fast as you want, you but can't you can't rip it apart. It's like
it's a bratwurst.
We'll do a chili cheese
or a surprise dog. Could be a bratwurst. Could be a kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a Chicagoan. We'll do whatever. But about every fifth one, and you have to do it conventionally as fast as you want. But you have to start at one end.
I like it.
That's
I like
good.
It. I don't know. How come no one has ever choked? Like, that's a hot dogs are very dangerous to chow down on.
It's
one of the leading choking foods in the world, a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. They're pros.
These are professionals.
No, that's just true. You're right. Yeah, right. You're right.
I do have some breaking news that just came across the wire. This is a big deal. According to BuzzFeed, One Day at a Time is returning for a fourth season on Pop TV after being canceled on Netflix. And
don't do it.
Quote: fans are ecstatic.
Don't do it.
You mean fan?
Yeah. Fans. It, fans are ecstatic.
Fan is ecstatic.
Metrosexual Snyder.
Fan,
and the trans kid and the
they
gay
got no
there.
Ratings.
Break.
Well, that's why it got canceled, but it got picked up by Pop TV.
Pop. All right.
All I watch is Pop.
Everybody can relax.
We'll all see it on Pop.
I watched the original One Day at a Time, which is now coming on. What is it?
Romano.
Yeah, there's all this. What's that channel, Maxipata? No, it's like FEV.
Fuse or?
Something like that. Like Partridge Family's popping up. One Day at a Time's popping up.
Fuse and Fusion.
Mod is popping up.
I've seen Mod. I've seen that at night. What is that? It's not Logo?
No, it's
FETV, Family Entertainment.
Oh,
I don't know it. I never saw the logo, but I watch it. I watch Maud.
FETV is popping up all this stuff.
No, I've seen Logo, but Maud, can you believe how she used to just destroy her husband? I forgot how browbeat this poor guy was.
My God.
I watched it for Adrian Barbeau as a kid.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
The tits. But Walter was destroyed night in, night out.
He was the most pussy-whipped Jew on the planet. Walter! And he's like, sorry, dear.
Morty,
and he'd come running in the next thing.
And then the other husband would come over, another trip. Like, the men were nobody.
The men were always strips.
But it didn't affect me like it does now. Back then, I loved Maud.
I love Maud, too.
Was Maud and the Maud Squad all at the same time?
No. No. After the Maud
Squad.
They
just missed each other. I've been watching the hell out of T.J. Hooker.
This is your channel.
This is it. Oh, wow.
Barney Miller's on. There's Maud.
Do they have F-Troop?
I've been. I didn't see F Troop on Designing Women.
Yeah, Bewitched and I Dream of
Hazel Jean. Reminds me of staying home from school when I was a kid. I hated that show.
I don't know why, but there was something about One Day at a Time. First off,
Bertinelli.
She was Ms. Romano.
Yes,
that was
a big
deal. She was divorced.
And she wore no bra.
And she was Ms. And everything was just grounded in this sort of low rent depression. We're like, Barbara, we can't afford that. Take that back. There was a lot of taking stuff back. Take it back to the department store. I got a new fur coat.
I grew up that way. That's why I liked it. But Schneider showing up, like the sexual tension, like just opening the door and coming in.
AJ grew up that way. His mom, like, AJ, shrub back. You got to return the shrub.
Bring the shrub back.
That's why I was stealing shrubs to get some money in my pocket. Yeah. Beautifying the mafia's neighborhood, not mine.
So who was hotter? And I know it wasn't exactly the same time, but who do you think back on more fondly? Valerie Bertinelli or Susan Day?
All right, let's take it slow. Yeah.
Well,
let's take
I'm
it
sorry.
Slow.
I mean,
Valerie Bertinelli was great. A lot of hair. Big time 70s hair.
It was a big thing.
Loved
70s hair and really tight jeans.
Yeah.
And she was really, really cute. But in a weird way, Susan Day was more beautiful in her. She was like a little taller and had better bones. But then later on, I think he found out she had an eating disorder, and she was in love with Keith.
And Valerie, when I had to be with rock stars, it was a lot of fun. Susan Day, I think, also was kind of a bore.
Mm.
Bertinelli was you want to run around with Valerie for a while. She had some good years in her.
Well, spitfire.
She had some fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolfie, her son. Who's the dad?
Van Halen.
Alex?
Eddie.
Yeah.
She ran.
You didn't want Mackenzie Phillips.
You don't
want
to go near that.
No.
Eating disorder, all sorts of good stuff.
She
going
was.
On there.
I swear to God, I don't know if you can find this Maxipata, but when she wrote that book, that book like 10 years ago, and she was on Oprah.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, Oprah, the reason I thought I should write this book is because I know a lot of your audience, a lot of folks watching, a lot of people on it today have had adult consensual sex with their father. And I wanted to bring that to light. And the audience was like, I get the same reaction when I go, come on, dudes. We all piss in the sink, right? I get a lot of like,
I'm with you on that.
You are.
Plenty of times.
I get the same reaction. Like, no, we don't piss in the sink. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, anyone under six foot doesn't
I do
understand.
It at 5'10", I get up there and do it. Just can't say it in front of the wives. They don't want to hear their wives hearing it. It's, you know, sometimes you get that low kitchen, the low bathroom sink. The kitchen sink's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Step up. Well, that's what phone books are for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry. She said that she would have consensual sex with Papa John.
Thank God history has forgotten that.
This guy was banging everybody's daughter, John.
And including his own.
Yeah he was a madman.
Can I say this? Papa John of Papa John's Pizza used the N-word describing Colonel Sanders.
Quoting somebody.
Saying, hey, this guy used the N-word.
You're gone.
He was thrown out. He's gone.
Gone.
Papa John Phillips had sex with his adult daughter.
Legend. Legend.
Not judged quite as harshly.
Beloved.
Not quite as...
Beloved, I would say.
Good point.
In the musical community.
No, that's is that a... Screwing your daughter could be a rich man, poor man thing, too. There are some very elite, very wealthy people.
Well, there's enough Ivanka jokes that I think you prove a point.
I got to tell you, man. I swear to God, three months later after the story came out, it had to be about 10 years ago now, Max Pat, or whenever Mackenzie Fields wrote the book.
I think it was in the radio show days.
I just remember being at California Adventure, and my daughter was on my lap, and the song, All the Leaves Are Falling. And I was like, when are you going to pull this from the rotation? Yeah. Come on.
Or somebody get this girl off me.
Wow. Yeah.
Get her away from me.
What year did Mackenzie Phillips write her book?
Oh, man.
2011. Oh. Oh, no, 2009. Excuse me. 2011 was paperback. So 2009.
Yeah. Well, I was way off on my 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. So she wrote a book, and in that book, she talked about having consensual sex with her dad.
I think that was kind of the point of the book, yeah?
Wow.
And she was on Oprah talking about it.
Well, Oprah.
I know. You've mentioned this interview in the past, and they've scrubbed the internet of the interview.
Oh, they
did. I'm looking.
Wow. Oh, she definitely talked about it. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, she had to.
Sure.
She's plugging the book, and that's the thrust, pardon the pun.
That's a pull quote.
Right.
Of the book. Oh, imagine. I mean, as an adult?
Well, I mean, I think at that point you're probably so brainwashed.
If I wasn't related to my dad, I would still be nauseated because my dad's such a mess. You know, well, but being related to him,
it was
like,
it's worse.
It was like when E. Jean Carroll said, "You know, I think people think rape is sexy. I think they think it's a sexual thing."
Oh yeah,
weird thing to say.
I say this, Anderson Cooper, you got to do a little vetting. That chick was goddamn nuts. She was a wackadoo.
Let me just tell you
that. Anderson Cooper interviewed the wackadoo who was talking about being raped by Trump in a dressing room. And he like literally, there was like a part where he's literally like, we should go to break. Like, because she was like, I don't think rape's a sexy thing or something.
Terrible.
It was like a weird.
People think about the sex about rape, not the danger. And he goes, well, I think it's more about the violent act. I think it's kind of sexy too. And he goes, we're gonna take a little 10 minutes. And she goes, you're fascinating to talk to. He didn't know what to do with himself.
She was wacky.
But if anybody can talk about sex in the mid-90s in New York City, it's me, because I know Trump. I ran with him. He was banging my girlfriend in the mid-90s. So if anybody knows, he wasn't chasing ugly old gray-haired spinsters into dressing rooms. He was after my girlfriend and other beautiful models, not women like – and by the way, I've been to Burger Club. There's like 16 women at every fitting room. It's the most posh store. You don't just run in there, and it's so stupid. And when they describe these rapes, they never describe the part where they bend over. Like, it's always, he reached me, and he penetrated. How'd he do that? How'd he do it? Like, you're in clothes, you're standing up.
I don't think she said.
He said he penetrated me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He went under my coat. And he penetrated me.
Oh, with a digit or ding-a-ling?
Well, isn't rape with your penis?
It can be.
Well, I think molested.
I think in her world, she was talking about a hand.
Well, he does grab him by the pussy, so
right. Yeah, it could he admitted be. That freely.
He did say that. So
they scrubbed that Oprah thing from the internet, or is it, how does
like
that
the
work?
Full interview? There's certain small clips, but the part that you like that you. That you remember.
That you
hold
like
on.
So much.
I enjoy and masturbate to it, but I don't like
it. You're fond of.
Are you finding a lot of people recording it through their phone? Like, because that's how they get through YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm saying is, did they pull it down because it was offensive material?
They jerked it.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, Oprah has a stronghold on all of her interviews, so it's hard to get any full interview from her show.
But Jill, when she was like talking about having adult sex with her dad, like
well,
that was
consensual,
weird.
Consensual, but she was a heroin addict and everything else. You're hardly consenting when you're fucked up all day.
Well, yeah,
day.
And you're groomed
not
as
to
a child.
Him, not to say that he's a great guy, he's a pig, but she was just a mess.
Was he then passed?
Was she a child?
When did he
pass?
Well,
I'm thinking, thinking if you are groomed as a child to get in that mentality,
I think
who
he
knows?
I think he was banging her when she was like a teenager and famous, I think.
He passed maybe not too long ago. He also had, I believe, if you want to talk about a guy with some dick range.
Oh, yeah.
There were two women in the Mamas and the Papas, and one of them was the best-looking person, Michelle Phillips.
She was gorgeous.
Best-looking person on the planet, and the other was the least attractive person on the planet.
Mama Cass.
He got to both of them.
Yeah. Yes,
so
he did.
So here's my whole thing. He could have sex with anybody because everyone falls in between Michelle Phillips and Mama Cass Elliott.
Yeah. His dick?
Both. Everything is...
Right. Like Justice, his dick is blind.
That's right.
Any hole will do.
Well,
yeah,
he got. What year did he die? What year did Papa John die? Phillips. But anyway, not judged as harshly as Papa John the pizza.
No. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, in 2001.
2001.
That's him. Mm-hmm.
All right.
If he called his daughter the N word, he'd be out.
Absolutely. Right.
We can't have that.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds on your auto insurance at Geico? That is geico.com. Spend 15 minutes. Could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. Take that extra money. Put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do all day. That is Geico. Geico.com. All right. Live shows coming up. Portland Helium Comedy Club, July 19th and 20th. I'll be doing stand-up and Unprepared there. Live shows everywhere. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. Laughs with Bald Brian. Let's sell that bad boy out. November 2nd at the Avalon in Hollywood. I'll be doing stand-up there along with a bevy of great stand-up comedians. Meme Gods and When We Went Mad. You can invest in those upcoming documentaries at microventures.com/Adam. And check out my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material, as well. AJ Benza, fame is a bitch, everybody.
Right.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Podcast One. And you can sign up for the Patreon and get all the podcasts every day. And Yanko Pollock, who's the head chef over at Butcher Box. Oh, cool. We love that guy as well. And until next time, it's Adam for Yanko and AJ and Gene and Bald Saint. Mahalo. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Wait to breathe. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Inhale. But I'm hot.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 for everything Adam Carolla. Get it now at AdamCarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.